Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, there we go. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America, a party book. Bartender, a champagne, and a giraffe of wine.
I'm the Duke of the View. And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's much to you. For now, or it was, I must write the zeros off. I'm the Duke of the View. I'm descended from the Roman office in Russia. In the books, my father was Tsarin's Russia. But he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa. And that's how you find me in the USA. I'm the crackers, I'm the cheese. Yeah, call them wolfhounds, if you please. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke of the View. Yeah. No pork chops, no gravy for me. Some late booze and black eyed peas. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke of the View.
And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's not for you. For now, what to do? Can you spare a buck or two?
I'm the Duke of the View.
Okay, we're back. And our first topic tonight is a salute to a grand man, a guy who pioneered talk radio. He was the first victim of a racial prejudice when they played the race card on him and tried to drive him out of business. And I'm sure it cost him a lot of sponsors. And over the years, we have seen this race card played more and more. And now it's being played by a president of the United States. But I'm not here to talk about Osama bin Laden. I'm here to talk about Bob Grant. Bob, your audience is worried. We hope everything is okay. The Pathfinder of Freedom is needed now more than ever. I heard Jimmy from Brooklyn say he was going to pray for you. I'm going to sacrifice 3 bulls and 10 demo camos in your honor. And if we can help in any way, we are here for you. And that's from the Spirit of America Party of One. Soap. And we're on blogtalkradio.com. One Nation under Tim Tebow. Give me liberty or give me a corned beef on rye. Did you know that Debbie Wasserman Schultz never trust a woman with 2 last names, especially if one of those names is a test for VD? She's banned from all New York beauty parlors. She can't even get on Democrats of the Jersey Shore. Yeah. She's banned because she has that spaghetti hairdo that nobody can do anything with. She has to go to Tony's Pizzeria. And when Tony gets finished quaffing her, he asks, how do you want to top off that hairdo? With mushrooms or anchovies? Remember Valerie Plame, the CIA spy, who was outed by the Repuppies, according to the lying Democrats, the party of death? I went to her beauty parlor and I checked the appointment book. You know what it said? Wednesday, 3:30, Valerie Plame, the spy. So, Bob, God keep you safe. Oh, one final quip. I heard you on one of your shows a few years ago. A guy called in and said, "You know, Bob, we're all created in the image and likeness of God." And you fired back, "How do you know that?" The guy was stunned and at a loss for words. So I sent you an email saying that very next day, I happened to be shopping with God in a men's suit store. And God put on a sharp-looking blazer, and he turned to me and he asked, "What do you think? Do I look like Bob Grant?" Take care, Bob, and God keep you safe. Got an idea to go back to manufacturing. Anything made in the USA, no sales tax. Anything made in the USA, no sales tax. That's going to give an incentive from 5 to 9% for manufacturers to get back in the game. Look around you. Whatever you got on your desk, it's not made here. Reach in your pocket. The handkerchief's not made here. The comb's not made here. Toothpicks are not made here. You mean to tell me we can't put people back in the business to compete against the Chinese who are now having problems? Why wait until they solve their problem? Strike now while the iron is hot. Here's an article from the Los Angeles Times and newspaper. You know, I always compare the people in Nebraska to the people of California. The people in Nebraska are hardworking, they're economical, they pinch their pennies, they buy only what they can afford, and they've got a budget surplus. The people in California want that surplus to come from Nebraska to cover their debts. And I say, bye-bye, California. And if New York has the same problem, bye-bye, New York. From the Los Angeles Times newspaper, here's the reason that they got problems out in California. You know, they used to say when California was in its prime, anything that came from California would spread east across the land because only good things came from California. Well, that all ended when Nancy Pelosi and the Chinese government disassembled the Kaiser steel plant in California and shipped it all back to China to make a smokestack steel. And the company that built three ships a week in California was out of business. Now you know who builds the three ships a week for the Chinese Navy, which is getting ready to go blue water with aircraft carriers? 17% of the Chinese government's income goes to making war. And they're already looking at Japan and the Philippines. And you'll know I'm right when the Japanese go nuclear and build their first aircraft carrier. And that's not going to be too far away. 40% of all workers in Los Angeles County, Los Angeles County has 10.2 million people. 40% are working for cash and not paying taxes. This is because they are predominantly illegal aliens working without a green card. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles for illegal aliens. 75% of people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. Over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, whose births are paid for by taxpayers, whose homes are now underwater. Nearly 35%, did you get a reduction in your real estate taxes? Nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals here illegally. That's a big ratio. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. Nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 21 radio stations in Los Angeles are Spanish-speaking. In Los Angeles County, 5.1 million people speak English, 4 million speak Spanish. There are 10.2 million people in Los Angeles County. All 10 of the above statements are from the Los Angeles Times, which is Latino-friendly. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York results from immigration. One day we're going to be strangers in our own land, and when it comes time to say the Pledge of Allegiance, somebody's going to ask you to take your hand down. So over 70% of the United States' annual population growth and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York results from immigration. 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens. Liberals are going to get us all killed, and it's time. There's two things you got to change in your conversation, in your vocabulary. Liberal is communist. Progressive is communist. Learn the word communist and say it. Don't be afraid. Right-wingers are not right-wingers. Right-wingers are mainstream Americans. It's the communists who label them right-wingers. We'll break for a tune.
Just touched ground on an international runway.
Joe Biden is to open and close the Democamo convention. And Joe is going to do his Al Jolson impression. The Democamos can't do the SSB, that's the Star Spangled Banner, for you kids in school. You graduates. Yeah, because no one brought the words. In place of the national anthem, Joe will sing Mammy. Be sure to sign all your Illinois absentee ballots. Price of admission is 100 food stamps. The opening number will be a tribute to Fidel Castro by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the song and dance team, followed by the theme from Hair. The Communist News Network, CNN, will show clips of Wolf Blitzkrieg Rafsanjani shooting down on American troops from the rooftop of the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad, then quickly putting his headscarf away, facing the camera, saying fighting was heavy today. The big number will be performed by the Occupy Red Square doing their classic poop-a-cop-car hymn, in Farsi. Nancy Pelosi will do her ballet impression of the March on Selma. And during intermission, no tea will be served, and no one is allowed to talk about the 2,000 NATO troops Obama lost in Afghanistan, plus a SEAL Team 6. And if anyone mentions the economy, change the subject to free tuition for college jerks. Extra guards will be on hand, and coal miners will be shot on sight. You could say we're giving the coal industry a shot in the arm and in the back. The pro-choice parade will be led by dogs pushing baby carriages that are empty. Dogs are cheaper than kids, and besides, legally you can't eat a kid. This year's theme will be what a man does in the privacy of his home is nobody's business, and that includes the basement and the garage. Two demonstrations, The Popular Way to Text by Anthony Weiner, How to Put All Your Cookies in One Jar by John Corzine. Can you say a cookie's all gone? This will be the year to fight a glaucoma. Not only can you take heroin for glaucoma, but whiskey too, in a brown paper bag like the public school teachers do. This year, the top echelon of the Rainbow Coalition will be all white. We will introduce a new minimum wage for our servants, paid for out of their 401ks. The death panel meeting for Obamacare is postponed till after we win a reinfection and the death of Israel. The closing prayer will be read by Gibberish Ibish, who will call for the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem and St. Patrick's Cathedral. Mohammed Bloomingdale will wrestle two sumo champions assault-free. Two Bible stories will be acted out, Joseph thrown down a well by his brothers, only to be saved by God and become an aid to Pharaoh. And the other Bible story is Zillian Gonzalez, kidnapped by the Clintons and given as a gift to Castro, and the happy ending will be Ilian comes back to pitch for the Mets. One Olympic contents to be held in honor of the Department of Justice. Who can rifle through Sarah Palin's garbage cans disguised as a polar bear the fastest? www.mediacrapmatters.us www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. And Joe will close with Swanee, and Hillary Clinton will do her impersonation of Fannie Lou Hamer. I goes too far to turn back now. Here's a couple of cartoon quips. In New York, they had a shootout in front of the Empire State Building. I think 9 people got wounded, and 2 people were killed. So, in the opinion column, some guy writes that the cops should have taken out the criminal with one shot. So I responded, I said, Tex says it only should have taken one shot. He's a regular William Tell. I have to say, New Yorkers are running faster than ever before, and it is due to 911 training. The lesson for today is get a gun and practice. You will learn how hard it is to hit someone with a handgun. The mayor wants the cops to take the sugar and salt test. Did you see the 910 woman being interviewed about the explosion on her street by the subway people? Apparently they packed too much dynamite to blow a tunnel. Hang in there. We got a call from Jimmy from Brooklyn. Here's the summary of the conversation with Jimmy. If you knew how many communists over how many years have done damage to this country, you wouldn't sleep tonight. And that's all I'm going to say. But he recommends a book, and the author is, I think his name is Frank Loudon. Louden, I'm pretty sure. Could be Lauden. But it's all you ever wanted to know about Barack the Communist Obama. And let me tell you, communists do not work alone. They have a lot of support. So, having said that, let me turn to a tune, and then we'll regroup. I'm worried about. Did you just hear that Billy Joel tune? Say goodbye to Hollywood and be the best thing you ever did. and it'll be the best thing your kids ever did. And the other thing is, he says, Johnny is my fast gun, but he won't be my fast gun anymore. He's got his back to the door, but he won't be my fast gun anymore. You know why he won't be a fast gun anymore? Because he got back shot in Afghanistan. And here's something you don't know that you're going to learn too late. There's over 2,000 dead Americans that have come on the mishandling of Barack Obama of the Afghan situation. And here's the shocker. In 8 years, Bush only lost 461 Americans. In 3 years and 9 months, Obama has lost 2,000 Americans, and they classify him as NATO troops so that you don't think that we're taking casualties in Afghanistan. And what I'm worried about is that these American troops, are they having their guns confiscated after 6 o'clock? What's going on over there? I see this General Dempsey covering up for Obama just like Admiral Lemon did. I don't like it. I don't like it when these Pentagon bigwigs are toying with the lives of privates. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. And I don't like cover-ups. And the media covers up the murder of SEAL Team 6. You never heard anything about it. I hear today they're calling it a chopper crash. It wasn't a chopper crash. It was a phone-ahead ambush, and there was leaked information. This guy couldn't play the little Dutch boy. He's got so many leaks in his dike. It's unrealistic. But you know why he's got leaks? Because he don't care about the little people. He don't care about that black private over there. To him, that black private is his enemy. You know why? Because he's an American. And Marxist terrorists that don't like Americans. We're in trouble. And we're going to lose this country. You got people running around in New York City tonight, dodging bullets from the police by accident. Wait till you see all hell break loose. You're not going to believe it. But we got to watch the backs of those troops we sent over there to die for us. So we don't have to die. You think about that. Look ashamed. You let them down. And so did I. How can you vote for a party that has no God, has no country, hates the military, votes to burn the flag, votes to kill 1,200,000 kids a year, never saved one, never said, wait a minute, I want that little kid over there. Don't kill that kid. I'll take the responsibility for that kid. Put the scissors down. No, not one. Not one. But they save more pets than they do children. It is really sad. Give me a cartoon. A patient on a gurney in a recovery room. That's the Obama recovery. And with a sheet over his head. Obama, Biden, Reid, and Geithner walking out, counting money. Saying the recovery is working. 4 more years of this recovery and we'll all be rich. Yeah. Never forget, in communism, the guy on the top makes all the money. Never forget that. When you see Fidel Castro, who's rumored, because we can't verify it, is to be worth $670 million, and he went to liberate the peasant who was underpaid and abused, now that peasant, that same peasant, works for nothing for Fidel. He cuts the sugar cane for nothing. Yes, Fidel liberated Cuba with the help of the New York Times, who endorsed a Stalin. And if you heard that Jimmy from Brooklyn talking to Bob Grant today, he told you that 80 years of communism has been taking this country apart. And it started with the New York Times endorsement of Joseph Stalin. And they're still endorsing communists at the New York Times. And why anybody reads that rag is beyond me. And why any professor, well, I know why the professors do, recommend that you read it as a source of knowledge. You got to be kidding me. My parakeets won't use it in the birdcage. So, Obama, Biden, and Reid and Geithner walking out and counting their money. saying the recovery is working. And here's another thing. Here's another example of the Obama cover-up of the murder of 2,000 troops, plus the 10 that were backshot, plus the 22 Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6 that were gunned down in a phone-ahead ambush. What is this green versus blue NATO crap? They're now giving colors to dead Americans. The blue is the dead Americans. They're NATO troops. Yeah. You mean that woman in Long Island, Mrs. Buckley, who just got a visit from two Marine officers and noticed that her son was backshot in Afghanistan? Was he a NATO troop? What part of Long Island is NATO in? Unbelievable. You go to serve in the Marine Corps, and they tell you you're a NATO troop, and your color is blue. Yeah, I'd be blue, too. Yep. American troops are dying, fighting for 911 New York. It's still the 911 New York war, friends. Yeah, you don't see it, because you're too busy watching Jay Leno get a salary cut. But you don't see the bodies coming back to Dover Air Force Base, where Joe Biden never goes, and Obama bin Laden never goes there. He wouldn't be caught dead there. Yeah, he went there once at 6 a.m. when the cameras couldn't focus, and he said, "Let me out of here. I got golf to play today." Yep. So American troops are dying fighting for 911 New York. Enough with the Obama casualty cover-up. When's he going to release the stats? After he wins reinfection and Vladimir Putin becomes his vice president? And don't be surprised if there's a last-minute switch. If Obama's numbers start to deep six, they're going to throw Hillary in there so fast as vice president, you couldn't stick a shake at it. Yeah, Obama has lost five times as many troops as Bush did in 8 years. He's just crossed the 2,000 mark. And the biggest disgrace was this guy Aiken running against Claire McCaskill. Is that her name? And he was ahead of her, and his own party shot him down. He said something about abortion that was wrong, and instead of coming together and protecting him like the Democamos do to rapists, formerly presidents, they threw him under the bus for the party of death. Aiken gets an A+ in saving kids. He just happens to be bad in biology. But how quick the re-puppies were to do the dirty work of the party of death. Stand by, and we will change reels like they used to do in the movies. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Around the 20th of August, I was watching Fox, and I was prompted to write this blog and send it to Fox. You're getting just like NBC. I turned on the TV, and it's a leftover from another channel, and he broke the news from, he's on Fox, that Jesus walked on water in the Sea of Galilee, and a re-puppy Congress mouse swam nude. What does one have to do with the other? What are you guys doing? Playing demo camo? You don't have to hiss in the same pit as your competition. Get real. Get smart. Stop being obvious. Then I turned on 60 Minutes last night, and they trotted out the pervert Catholic priest scandal with Bob Sodomize Simon. Nice try. We know that you could care less about kids. the ruse was to warn the Catholic Church to lay off Osama bin Laden. I remember Bob in Saddam's prison when he was asked if Americans screamed differently under torture. He got real nervous. But he had political hate in his eyes last night when he played Torquemada to an Irish bishop who was carrying the sins he did not commit. CBS now has the title of the Catholic bashing system, and that's why you see in the pedophile priest issue, you don't think they're covering up for Penn State. Yeah, they don't go after Penn State like they go after the Catholic Church. And they never go after the rubber rooms in the public schools. Why are there rubber rooms in the public schools? Yeah. Oh, you got to have tenure. But that's what they're doing. Obama has sent the word. He wants the Catholic Church shut down. Shut up. Just like he's going to do to Fox when they take them all out in handcuffs on a writ from Eric Holder, the big gun runner for the narco-terrorists in Mexico, the bagman for President Clinton and the Mark Rich pardon. Now, that's a sad story, the Mark Rich pardon. Clinton should have been filleted for that. Mark Rich spent a lot of money to buy that pardon. And Clinton was the beneficiary. So what did the communists do? They staged an investigation like the 911 cover-up. And they put Janet Reno put Mary Jo White in charge. And 2 weeks later, Mary Jo White resigned. And Bush became president. And he forgave Clinton his sins. And then later on they compared the library notes. How's your library coming? How do you pay the bills? How do you take that money and make it disappear? Yeah, we're all a bunch of chumps. Yeah, there's more than one Fidel Castro, that's for sure. And we're all working for him. Another sad piece that they did was a mother lost her child to a Latino drunk driver with a drunk driving history. But no one asked if he was an illegal alien, but they showed the mother holding her dead baby for the last time. Talk about exploitive. If you want to get pictures of dead babies, go to a Democrat Party chop shop and film a bucket load. What? No conscience pangs? It's all right to kill them? Chuck Schumer voted for it? Maybe Chuck should get an abortion. And then I talked about the 10 backshot Americans, and the media tells us it is Muslim green against UN blue. But it's red, white, and blue Americans getting whacked, and Obama is checking from the top down. While he checks, maybe he can tell us who killed SEAL Team 6, why American casualties are being disguised as NATO troops, but buried in the USA. He has lost 2,000 Americans in 3.8 years. Bush the Reckless lost only 461 in 8 years. Why is the press hiding his failure? Will they tell mothers and wives after the election, or just leave a note on the desk for Romney? Hang in there.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion, away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause Kicks is full of
fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. The mama raised her prim and proper, but now while her pills couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for kicks. For kicks, yeah, yeah. Looking for kicks. Just kicks. Nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's simple servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. The name is Mr. Name is Mr. Name is Mr. Kick.
While Obama is covering up the murder of Americans in Afghanistan and the high body count, which you won't learn on ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, the New York Slimes, Newsweek, WEAK, you won't learn that. But there's another thing you won't learn, the high body count from drug abuse. It's greater than you think, and it's coming to your family. Everybody's going to be touched by the drug problem. The drugs are getting more sophisticated. Now they got drugs called bath salts, and they got another one called potpourri. And these people just continuously change the drug mixture and the experiment. There's going to be a lot of dead soldiers who never served in the military. We got a big drug problem in this country, and a wide open border doesn't slow it down. So you better take a look around and stay awake, because somebody in your family is going to cost you a lot of money, either in rehab or with lawyers. Keep your eyes open and look for telltale signs. So, somebody sent me this. This is the 2012 Democrat National Convention schedule in Charlotte, North Carolina. At 4 p.m., they're going to open with a flag-burning ceremony sponsored by CNN. At 4:05, they're going to have the singing of Goddamn America, led by Jeremiah Wright. At 4:10, they're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance to Obama. At 4:15, a ceremonial I Hate America, led by Michelle Obama. 4:30, a tips on how to keep your man trustworthy and true to you while you travel the world, by Hillary Clinton. 4:45, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson ceremony, how to have a successful career without having a job. 5 p.m., great vacations I've taken on the taxpayer's dime, by Michelle Obama. 5:30, Elliot Spitzer speaks on family values via satellite. 5:45, a tribute to all 57 states and Nancy Pelosi, and let me add, she does her ballet interpretation of the March on Selma. 6:00, Harry Reid, 90-minute speech expressing the Democrats' appreciation of the Occupy Wall Street movement, and George Soros for sparing no expense for all that they have accomplished to unify the country, improve employment, and to boost the economy. At 8:30, they have airing of grievances by the Clintons. 9:00, a bias in the media, how we can make it work for you. Tutorial. Sponsored by CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN. CBS is the Catholic bashing system. NBC is nothing but communists. ABC is always be communist. And CNN is the Communist News Network. And then there's the Washington Post and the New York Slimes. 9:15, so you can see the communists have got the media wrapped up. And don't forget the school books. 9:15, a tribute film to brave freedom fighters incarcerated at Gitmo, by Michael Moore. 9:45, a personal finance seminar by Charlie Rangel. 10 o'clock, Denunciation of Bitter Gun Owners and Bible Readers by Eric, the Gun Runner Holder, and the Bagman of the Mark Rich Barden. 10:30, a ceremonial waving of white flag for Iraq and Afghanistan. 11 o'clock, the Obama Energy Plan Symposium, Tire Gauge Demonstration, and You Too Can Get Rich with Green Investment Bankruptcies. I never seen a company fail as quick as that. I bought a company that was going out of business 40 years ago. It took me 40 years to go out of business. These guys didn't even try. They had a game plan. It was like a fourth down. That was it. Close the doors. We're out of here. Take all the cash. And then at 11:15, there's a free Governor Blagojevich rally. 11:30, Obama accepts the Oscar, Tony, and Latin Grammy Awards. I got to tell you something. Don't count on the Latinos this time around. I think a lot of them feel they got the shaft, and a lot of them are Catholic, and they don't like their religion spit upon. And because they don't talk English doesn't mean they don't, their eyes lie. They know what they see, and they talk amongst each other during Mass. So don't count on the Latinos too much. You may get surprised. Feeding of the delegates with 5 loaves and 2 fish, Obama presiding. I resent that one. At 12 o'clock, Obama nomination by Obama, by Bill Maher and Chris, he sends a thrill up my leg, Matthews. And at 12:01, Obama accepts the nomination and orders the arrest of the Republican Party. Hang in there.
Where the label says from Macy's Mezzanine. is in a whirl, but she's only fooling one girl. She's only fooling
Will see me no more when I get to that 20.